Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a bishop has claimed that the freedom of religious expression in Mountjoy Prison has been suppressed after a decision to temporarily close its 150-year-old chapel. Bishop Martin Hayes of Kilmore, who's also the liaison bishop to the Irish Prison Service, has said the closure is devastating for prisoners. And Bishop Hayes joins us now. And good evening, and thank you very much for joining us. Can I ask you firstly, when did you become aware that there were plans to close the chapel in Mountjoy?
I became aware of the recent works there over the weekend, but I would have been consulted some months ago upon alterations that were going to be made to the chapel. But I became alarmed over the weekend when I heard reports via email from the chaplains to say that they had been told that the chapel is now closing and it's been refurbished, and what's going to happen from now on is that Mass will be available via webcam.
Okay, so that wasn't your understanding a couple of months ago, was it not, when you were told there was going to be refurbishments? Okay.
Yeah, my understanding, and I had a good contact and relationship with the Director General, Ms. Carol McCaffrey, and we had agreed and that there would be work done on the chapel, that it would be reduced in size, there would still be accommodation for 96 prisoners, that there would be soundproofing, and that all the new works would be completed in accord with the decor of the current chapel. However, over the weekend, we heard of carpets being removed, pews being moved, stations of the cross being taken down. So the real issue here is the lack of communication between prison management and the chaplains in the prison.
Okay, so if that had been communicated to you that this was going to happen, the carpets being removed and the pews being moved and all that, would that have been acceptable?
I think that the key thing was if it had been communicated to the chaplains.
Okay.
One of the things that in my prior consultation with the Director General was I had asked, were the chaplains being consulted? I was told at the time, that's a couple of months ago, that was at the scoping stage. And so I presume then that the chaplains would be told in time. However, just last Friday, they just got a directive basically from prison management to say, look, these works are going to commence. And they weren't informed as to when they were, what the works entailed, when they would be completed, and what the final result was. So I suppose the reason I issued a statement there was on behalf, really, of the prison chaplains whose voices were not heard. And ultimately, if their voices were not heard, well, then the needs of the prisoners were not being met.
It is only a temporary measure, though, isn't it? And in the interim, as you've mentioned, services can be provided via webcam.
Yes, but as I say, the key problem here is that that was not communicated to the chaplains. They were not included in this dialogue, in the planning to refurbish the chapel. And anyhow, also, Sarah, with regard to webcam, I think it is important, and I would have already highlighted in the statement there, that it is important that prisoners have a place to go to. There is no substitute for having an oratory, a place for prisoners who we know, according to an Irish Council for Prisoners survey, that when they suffer from mental health difficulties, they find prayer and a place of reflection useful and helps sustain them.
Is there much attendance, do we know, at the church services in the chapel in Mountjoy?
There would be 25, that's the figures I've heard, over every fortnight. A small number, but nevertheless, it is important that prisoners have a place. For example, when a prisoner goes into a prison chapel, it's a place which is unlike any other part of their environment in the prison, and they can make the link between it and their own church. And in their prayer, they make a link with their God, and hopefully it will help to sustain them.
Yeah, and that is interesting, Bishop, actually, isn't it? When you're talking about prisoners, we'll make a link to their God. Is there an argument that in the refurbishment of the chapel that it shouldn't have specific, you know, you mentioned the different things that are going to be taken down, the cross and all that. Should it have specific aspects of one particular religion in the chapel, or should it be more general to allow for all different faiths?
Well, it can be. And no, this chapel was, you know, obviously it was used for the celebration of Mass. And of course, you can accommodate other religions, possibly. But this chapel was there for the celebration of Mass. And it is important for those who are of the Catholic persuasion that they have a place to go to, that they, in coming together, that they can encourage each other in their faith. Mm. Very often people say that prisoners, well, because of the crimes that they committed, and we have to be conscious of the harm that they have done, but they're in a place now where they very often rediscover their faith. And most of the prisoners in our Irish prisons are of a Catholic background, of a Christian background.
Okay, so it's catering for the majority.
It is important that they have some place that's familiar to them. It may not be something that they would be practicing every day of the week in their lives outside of prison, but the chapel can be a place where they can, rekindle their faith and rekindle their contact with a God who is merciful.
We do have a statement from the Irish Prison Service, and they said the chaplaincy service has a crucial role in the provision of pastoral and spiritual care to the entire prison community and seeks to meet the needs of prisoners of all denominations and none. The Irish Prison Service is currently experiencing record numbers of prisoners in custody, they say, and this situation, coupled with a sharp increase in demand for prisoners to attend court, requires the IPS to rapidly increase video link capacity, which I think is the reason for the works. It's very interesting to speak to you, Bishop, and excuse me. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Bishop Martin Hayes.